soit l'Éternel.
Béni soit l'Éternel.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's with a lot of privilege and honor for me to be able to be before you this morning. C'est un privilège et un honneur pour moi devant nous matin ça. You know, I say this a lot just to kind of sometimes check us, because sometimes we get complacent in ministry and we forget that we get to do the things that we do. So I thank God that I get to preach this morning His word, and you know, I'm sure Betty, Sister Betty has the mindset that she gets to lead praise and worship every morning, and it's just a matter of, it's not an entitlement, but it's a privilege to be before God's people, to be able to be used for his glory. Amen. C'est un privilège pour bon Dieu qu'à l'utiliser pour gloire. Amen. C'est pas un bail au lever la dedans, c'est pas un bail au mériter joindre. C'est un privilège et un honneur pour qu'à camper pour représenter bon Dieu. Amen. Amen. Pas perdre un peu de temps. I'm not gonna waste a lot of time. I'm gonna let you guys know, if you haven't read your Bible in a while, we're going to make up for it this morning. Si vous parlez de la Bible longtemps, nous allons make up pour lui matin. Amen. So I ask that you stand. We're going to go through three passages. The first one being 1 Kings 18, verses 20 to 36. Premier roi, chapitre 18, verset 20. Jusqu'à 39, actually, to 39. 1 Kings 18, verse 20 to 39. I ask that you stand. Say amen when you find the scripture. And if you don't have it, tell me to hold up. Here are a couple of hold ups. I'll give it a couple more moments. 1 Kings 18, verse 20 to 39. Premier roi, chapitre 18, verset 20 jusqu'à 39. So Ahab sent to all the people of Israel and gathered the prophets together at Mount Carmel. And Elijah came near to all the people and said, "How long will you go limping between two different opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him, but if Baal, then follow him." And the people did not answer him a word. Then Elijah said to the people, "I, even I only, am left a prophet of the Lord, but Baal's prophets are 450 men. Let two bulls be given to us, and let them choose one bull for themselves and cut it in pieces and lay it on the wood, but put no fire to it. And I will prepare the other bull and lay it on the wood and put no fire to it. And you call upon the name of your God, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. And the God who answers by fire, he is God." And all the people answered, "It is well spoken." Then Elijah said to the prophets of Baal, "Choose for yourselves one bull and prepare it first, for you are many, and call upon the name of your God, but put no fire to it." And they took the bull that was given them, and they prepared it and called upon the name of Baal from morning until noon, saying, "O Baal, answer us." But there was no voice, and no one answered. And they limped around the altar that they had made. And at noon, Elijah mocked them, saying, "Cry aloud, for he is a god. Either he is musing, or he is relieving himself, or he is on a journey, or perhaps he is asleep and must be awakened." And they cried aloud and cut themselves after their custom with swords and lances until the blood gushed out upon them. And as midday passed, they raved on until the time of the offering of the oblation. But there was no voice. No one answered. No one paid attention. Then Elijah said to all the people, "Come near to me." And all the people came near to him. And he repaired the altar of the Lord that had been thrown down. Elijah took 12 stones, according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, to whom the word of the Lord came, saying, "Israel shall be your name." And with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he made a trench about the altar, as great as would contain two seahs of seed. And he put the wood in order and cut the bull in pieces and laid it on the wood. And he said, "Fill four jars with water and pour it on the burnt offering and on the wood." And he said, "Do it a second time." And they did it a second time. And he said, "Do it a third time." And they did it a third time. And the water ran around the altar and filled the trench also with water. Verse 36, "And at the time of the offering of the oblation, Elijah the prophet came near and said, 'O Lord, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that you are God in Israel, and that I am your servant, and that I have done all these things at your word. Answer me, O Lord, answer me, that this people may know that you, God, you, O Lord, are God, and that you have turned their hearts back.' Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt offering and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and said, "The Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God." Turn with me to Luke. Luke chapter 5, Luke chapter 5, verse 1 à 11. Luke chapter 5, verse 1 à 11. Luke 5, verse 1 through 11. On one occasion, while the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, he being Jesus. And he saw two boats by the lake, but the fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, which was Simon's, he asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people from the boat. And when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." And Simon answered, "Master, we toiled all night and took nothing, but at your word, I will let down the nets." And when they had done this, they enclosed a large number of fish, and their nets were breaking. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both the boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid, for now on you will be catching men." And when they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him. Our last passage. I won't do the whole chapter on you guys. I'll give you guys a little bit of a break. John 11, Jean 11. Chapitre 11, verset 38 jusqu'à 45. John 11, verse 38 to 45. Then Jesus, deeply moved again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, "Lord, by this time there will be an odor, for he has been dead 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this on account of the people standing around, that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The man who had died came out, his hands and feet bound with linen strips, and his face wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." Verse 45, many of the Jews, therefore, who had come with Mary and had seen what he did, believed in him. Bow your heads in prayer. We thank you, Lord. We honor you, Lord. We love you, O God. Lord, we lift your name on high, Lord. We want to see you exalted and praised. Lord, at this time, Lord, I ask that you use me as a vessel, Lord, less of me and more of you, Lord. Lord, that every word that comes out of my mouth be pure and holy in accordance to your scriptures, Lord. Let me not try to fill in blanks where you've intentionally left blank. Let me simply echo what you've already said through your scriptures. We pray all these things in the matchless name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. How many know that our God that we serve is a performer?
Combien d'entre nous qui connaît bon Dieu que nous servons à un performer?
OK, bon dire cela avant parce que moi le mélanger créole là avec anglais mais créole là li pi bon passer en pile mais gèlè lèm kon kole nan kèk mot so mon besoin on ti équipe là ouais me coller aider moi OK?
All right.
Nous là
na be the you Lord. Amen.
So our God that we serve is a performer. Our God that we serve loves to show off.
Bon Dieu que nous servons, c'est un bon Dieu qui aime faire chelbe.
Si on monde, si you know nous t'a fait chelbe, nous ka di moun ça a fait trop parce que tout monde que nous connaît gain défaut. Mais là où c'est un bon Dieu qui pas gain défaut, ou met fait toute chelbe ou vle. We, if one of us tried to act like we had it all together, we would look at each other crazy because we know that us as men and women have flaws, but a God who is perfect can show off anytime that he wants. Let's go back to 1 Kings 18.
À nous retournons dans le premier roi, chapitre 18.
And we have here, can I get the cordless? I like to.
We have here the story of Elijah. And so Elijah at this time is one of the last prophets of God. So Elijah, you can imagine, Elijah is very lonely at this time. Elie était un dernier prophète de bon Dieu dans le côté de l'Éternel, dans Israël. Et puis il y a 450 prophètes de Baal. Baal, c'est l'autre Dieu. There were 450 prophets of Baal. Baal was another god that Israel had now submitted themselves to. And if anybody ever paid attention to the story of Israel, this is the story of Israel in layman's terms. Israel comes to God. God bless Israel. They get used to it. They're happy in the Lord. But then they see something in another country that they want, another god that it seems like it's better over there. So they start following the ways of another land, even though God had instructed them not to. And so they began to do these things. And God warns them, listen, if you do this, these are the curses that will fall upon you. And so they didn't listen to God. And so they go to this other god and they start serving them. And so now they come into distress and everything that God said would happen ends up happening. And so now they're crying out to the Lord. And the Lord sends a prophet, sends a judge to go in and bring his people back to him. And so now they're coming back and they're happy again and they're joyful again. And then they find another thing in another country and they want it. And it's a constant cycle. Israel, c'est toujours dans le même cycle. Yo même bon Dieu dans un moment qu'on y a yo well by qui pi bon dans l'autre côté yo. Yo vin jouer même si bon Dieu dit yo qui malédiction qui va vin sou yo si yo suiv ça. Yo toujours suiv. Li qu'on y a le malheur vin sou yo commence à crier pour bon Dieu. Bon Dieu voyait un prophète, un juge pour vin sauver, retourner dans bon Dieu. Qu'on y a yo tout le monde content, tout le monde cœur content, y a danser, y a louer qu'on y a yo jouer dans l'autre bar yo vle. Yo retourner dans même bar encore. Souvle by on mon histoire Israël, ça c'est mon moment by. Toujours, il continue. Yo way on by, yo vlen. Bon Dieu dit pas chercher, yo a chercher, yo joue une malédiction. Kun ya vin crier bon Dieu, vin sauver nous, bon Dieu sauver. Kun ya retourner dans même bar là encore. So Israel at this time was worshiping this god named Baal. And so Elijah was one of the minority. Elite, you know, minority? I don't know. I'm making up my own Creole words. I'm making it up. I'm fait famosa. We utilize it in conversation. Minority. So Elijah was one of the minorities. And so Elijah got tired of Israel wavering between opinions. Il était fatigué avec Israël. On joue yo avec mon Dieu. On l'autre joue yo pas avec mon Dieu. Il dit, pour combien de temps nous allons entrer deux opinions? He says, how long will you waver between two opinions? In verse 21, he says, and Elijah came near all the people and said, how long will you go limping between two different opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. Il dit, si l'Éternel est Dieu, suive-le. Mais si Baal c'est bon Dieu, suive-le. Choisis une. Ou qu'on a quelque monde dans la vie, ou pas, comme si, on joue yon bon avant, yon joue yon pas bon avant. Maman de pour tellement bon avant, mais si ou pas bon avant pour m'ka konne kote pour m'klasse ou. You ever had somebody where it's like, one day they're good with you, one day they're not, and it's like, listen, I'm not begging you to be good with me, but I need you to choose one so I know where to put you. And that's where Israel was. Israel was, it was either they were with God or not. And so Elijah said, listen, we need to stop playing with this. And I need to know where you guys stand. And how long are you guys going to keep going back and forth? If the Lord is God, then worship him. And if Baal is God, then worship him. And that's a done deal. So Elijah sets up this little competition. So Eli fait une petite compétition. Il dit, mal bâti l'hôtel, moi, ou mal bâti l'hôtel, pao. Nous allons mettre des bœufs là, préparer des bœufs là pour l'offrande. I'm gonna build my altar. You're gonna build your altar. We're gonna prepare the cattle for offering. And so we're not gonna put fire to it. We're gonna each pray to our gods. And whoever sends down fire, he is God. So nous allons prier pour lui. Nous allons mettre du feu sur lui. Nous allons prier à Dieu par nous. Moi, je vais prier. Nous allons prier à Dieu par. Moi, je vais prier à l'Éternel. Nous allons notre utilisation, on bonne utilisation, parce que l'Élie a expliqué, il a donné une bonne réponse. In his explaining of the rules, I guess you would say, of the competition, he already knows the answer. He says, you go and you pray to your God, and I will pray to the Lord. Elijah didn't need any convincing. A lot of times, we are so
We are so not firm in our faith that when things happen, we need some convincing before we start convincing people. And can I tell you, I know this sounds age old, it sounds cliche, but the reason that this happens is because we're not in our word. We choose these flimsy things, we hear a message, we hear a saying, and we jump on it. You know, God will do this because I heard this, said this. I saw this quote on Instagram, and I'm sticking to it. But the word of God is the only thing that will keep you firm in the midst of adversity. Even, I mean, I encourage you to read, you know, books written by a lot of pastors and leaders of church. So Elijah is already convinced. Elijah already knows what it is, but he's doing it to show these people who God is. And so he explains it, let two bulls be given to us and let them choose one bull for themselves and cut in pieces and lay it on the wood, but put no fire to it. And I will prepare the other bull and lay it on the wood and put no fire to it. And you call upon the name of your God and I will call upon the name of the Lord. And the God who answers by fire, he is God. And all the people answered, it is well spoken. Then Elijah said in verse 25, then Elijah said to the prophets of Baal, choose for yourselves one bull and prepare it first. For you are many and call upon the name of your God, but put no fire to it. So Eli di alava mwen. Paske Eli konnen ki eski pal gen, ou ki de sa ki pi feble ale avan. Pou ka fè tout bay ale, e bi nou pal gade. He lets them go first because listen, I already know who's going to win. So I'm going to let you do your thing, prove yourself wrong, and I'm going to show you who's the right one. So he goes, go ahead and go first. And so, kunya prophet Baal, like, they put the bull on, and now they're crying out, Baal, oh Baal, answer us. And they're praying out to Baal. They're dancing around this altar. And then even to the point where they start to get even desperate, they start cutting themselves. Tell me, prophet Baal, you kriye Baal, répond nous, li pa répond, li pa répond, kunya, tell me, you vin na desperation, que you commence coupe, koyo. Et puis Eli, encore, Eli qui a confiance. Pas dans la tête, non? Mais dans le bon Dieu qu'il servit. Nous faire corrigement ça. Eli, il y a un peu de monde même dans le ministère comme si il y a confiance dans la tête. Il y a prêcher bien, il y a chanter bien, il y a danser bien. Parce que il y a un peu de fort. Mais on veut servir le bon Dieu. Puis ça, c'est pas dans le même, c'est dans le bon Dieu. A lot of people in ministry are putting all their hope and their strength, thinking that they got it. I could preach well, I could sing well, I could dance well, so I've got it. And the true servant of God knows that the power is not in them, but it's in God. So Elijah is confident in the God who serves him and starts playing around with them. Speak louder. Because maybe he doesn't hear you. Maybe he's busy. Maybe he's sleeping. Get a lap dormi. Get a loki pe. Comment se parle pi fo pou katandil? Get mem autorisation ki di na anglais. Maybe he's relieving himself. Na vwe autorisation. Get a batoum na la ou konen la fe bae. Li kompwa. Ki otine rele pou ka vin jwen nou. Paske li ka passe yon batetem. Paske li konen ki yes ki vwe di. Elijah could play around with these things because he knows. It's like if I go to the court and you got, you know, a couple people from Newark, you about to court, and I know LeBron James, Westbrook, Durant, Curry's about to come and play with me. I could talk junk. Oh, yeah, go ahead. Shoot your three. Because guess what? My guy, my team is set up. It's a win. That's it. Come see, I'm going to, I see if I go back on basket top. Man, si papa le football. Comme si c'est comme si Devin sous côté vous jouez football là qu'on y a des monde qui viennent qui restent là dans la zone là qui a joué qu'on y a équipe moi gain Ronaldo Messi qu'on moun yo on va venir avec une confiance jouer ça mal gain parce que il te connaît qui Dieu lui servir à lui ca venir en confiance il ca passer en batentin. So they got desperate and so verse 28. It says, and they cried aloud and cut themselves after their custom with swords and lances until the blood gushed out upon them. And as midday passed, they raved on until the time of the offering of the oblation. But there was no voice, no one answered, no one paid attention. Be grateful that you serve a God who has a voice, who answers your prayer, and pays attention to every detail of your life. So now it's Elijah's turn. Can you say, verse 30. It says, then Elijah said to all the people, come near to me. And all the people came near to him. And he repaired the altar that had been thrown down. Now this is something that is not to be looked over as something just simple. Eli pashras zipulpon wash ki nef. Wash ki bon nouveau wash pour faire l'hôtel là. Lipon wash ki te krasé. Que mon te blié, qui te détruit pour qu'a rebâtir pour faire l'hôtel là. When we sin in the garden, God could have easily just obliterated us and started afresh. But God instead chose to take what was destroyed, take what was broken, take what was forgotten, and make new. Each of us is a testament of an altar made new. That God gave us a second chance to be able to be used to give him glory. Nous tous c'est un testament que bon Dieu ba nous une deuxième chance pour qu'a utiliser nous pour qu'a ba gloire. Ouais, Eli pas prend nouveau wash nouveau mais il prend wash qui était là qui était crasé, monde qui était blié. C'est comme si c'est bon Dieu, là nous te péché dans jardin, il était qu'a fait tout monde aller renouveler en tout nouveau monde, mais il prend ça qui était crasé, ça qui était monde était blié pour qu'a renouveler pour qu'a utiliser pour gloire. So Elijah rebuilds this altar in verse 32. And with the stones, he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he made a trench about the altar, as great as would contain 2 seahs of wood. And he put the wood in order and cut the bull in pieces and laid it on the wood. And he said, fill 4 jars with water, pour it on the burnt offering and on the wood. This is where it gets weird. C'est là les vinotis j'en dois. Eli, où se dit ce diffé ou apcheche? Right? Moi me connais si on dit fait ta pété là you know speaker yo by point by me parle point c'est bout de gloire pour me ca voyer sous différent parce que me connais gloire parler éteindre différent. If I were to see a fire, my first instinct, if one of the speakers blew and it started taking on fire, my first instinct other than to run, my first instinct would be to take the bottle of water and throw water on it, because we know for the most part, you know, until we get technical with different types of fire, but for the most part, water extinguishes fire. So Elijah, you're waiting for fire to come down on this bull, but then you tell these people to drench the altar in water. Not one time, not 2 times, but 3 times. Ele wap tan di fe pou vin sou bef la. Men ou mande yo pou anva yi bef la ak glo. Pa ou sel fwa, pa sel 2 fwa, men 3 fwa. Elijah is setting up a scene, setting up a stage for God to get the ultimate glory. Eli établi un étage pour bon Dieu get toute gloire. Parce que si bef la te sèche, bef la kounya li pon di fe, on monte ka di, ah, nous met kwe ba ça, même konne Eli te gen onti ali met de el, pendant nous pas d'ap gade li voye el sou ba la. Mais même si, après yon met de glo sou bef la, même si li voye ali met la, li pa pon di fe. So Eli pa ka pon gloire nan moment ça. Are y'all with me? So if he had left the cattle dry, you know, there's always those one non-believer out of everybody who would say, hey, listen, while you wasn't looking, I'm pretty sure I knew Elijah had a match behind him that was lit and he threw it on there while you weren't looking. That's why it took on fire. But when he drenched the thing in water, even if he had that match and he threw it, it wouldn't work. So Elijah set up a scene for him not to get any glory, but to God to get all the glory. So he drenches the cattle with water 3 times. And he prays his prayer. Listen to this prayer. Listen to this prayer. In verse 36. At the time of the oblation, time of the offering of the oblation, Elijah the prophet came near and said, O Lord, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that you are God in Israel and that I am your servant, that I have done all these things at your word. Answer me, O Lord, answer me that this people may know that you, O Lord, are God and that you have turned their hearts back. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt offering and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. This altar that was drenched in water, fire came down from heaven and licked up everything that was there. What is the response? 39. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and said, "The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God." Turn me Luke chapter 5. I'm bringing it back to the Lazarus story. Just stick with me. 5. And so we have this situation. Simon, let me let you know real quick. Simon, when he's referred to in this passage, is Peter. The same Peter we referred to earlier who was walking on water. The Peter that we know that denied Jesus 3 times when he was arrested. Same Peter. Simon, il n'a pas le passage dans Luc 5. C'est Simon, c'est Pierre. Pierre qui nous connaît, disciple de Jésus. Pierre qui était, comment il s'est denié. Machin qui s'ouglo, il était... Deny Jesus trois fois. C'est même Pierre. So this is the first instance where Jesus in the book of Luke meets Peter. So Peter is a fisherman. Let's remember this. Peter c'est un pêcheur professionnel. C'est ça le faire pour travailler, c'est pas pour jouer le faire, c'est pour me faire pour mettre manger sous table et pour faire l'argent pour famille. C'est ça le faire chaque jour, right? So Jesus comes to the scene, and at this time, Peter and his partners had already started washing their nets. What this means is they had tried already, and we're going to learn this later on. He says it. They had tried already, and they have given up at this point of getting fish. Pierre, le Jésus vient sous ses nets. Pierre avec Patnel, Gédard, Bla, Véfilé, parce que yo te essayé déjà, yo pas jeune poisson, yo pas fini pour jouer. Jésus vient en pile monde, il vient de Simon, Pierre, pour qu'il utilise bateau, dans gloire pour qu'il prêche sur le bateau, right? So he comes to Peter, and he has his crowd that's following Jesus, just following him. And so Jesus asks Peter, "Can I use your boat to preach to these people?" And so Peter, okay, go ahead, no problem. They go down to the water a little bit. He teaches. Now, we don't know exactly what teaching happened here, but something must have changed, because now Peter didn't just see Jesus as this son of a carpenter anymore, because he refers to him in a different light. In verse 3, he asks about the boat. In verse 4, it says, "When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, 'Put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch.'" Pause. Pause. Jésus, dans verset 4, là, dit, Pierre, OK, il finit de prêcher, il dit, Kounia, allez plus fond dans le gloire, dans la mer, pour qu'il jette filet pour jouer le poisson. Sim de Pierre, Pierre, il aime bien un petit fouet dans somme. C'est des pieds. Moi, c'est un pêcheur professionnel. Plus je connais de où Jésus, ou c'est un petit carpentier. The most you know about this operation is how to build this boat we're sitting in. Plus je connais dans l'opération, c'est comme pour bâtir bateau qui nous crée là. Souem, ma lave-file, c'est ma baie facile. Moi, pas jouer un poisson, ou n'a ou vin mandem. Pour me laver filet, saute nettoyer, non la mais encore pour rien. Why? C'est sim de Pierre, mais Pierre puis bon passer. Because Peter, in verse 5, listen to his 2 sentences that are very important. He goes, "And Simon answered, 'Master, we toiled all night and took nothing.'" He states the reality. Nous essayons pour toute nuit là, nous pas jouer dans rien. Ça est réalité. Mais deuxième phrase là, c'est une phrase qui est vraiment important. "But at your word, I will let down the nets." Mais parce que vous dites pour faire ça, m'a jeté filet. There are times when it doesn't make sense what God tells you to do, but you have to obey. Gide le, ça mon Dieu dit pour faire, li pas fait sens, mais faut obéir. L'école nous fait, connaissance nous gagne, les mots de banon bay, faut nous calculer, est-ce qu'elle fait sens, est-ce qu'elle suffit l'argent, est-ce qu'elle suffit le monde qui d'aime, si bon Dieu dit ou pour faire, faire. We have to have a heart that's obedient, that we need to let go of everything. God came to Abraham. Abraham is chilling. "I need you to pack up everything you need to go. I need you to go to this place where I'm sending you." Abraham packed up everything he did and followed him. We need to have a heart of obedience. Kounya nou gen top technology. Là nous connaît bon Dieu voler nous il faut nous chercher dans internet là faut nous googler pour voir s'il fait sens. We on Google, we checking to see if it makes sense, we checking our bank account. Listen, if God said it, he's got you. So Peter drops this net into the water. And there's so much fish. Remember, this is the same place where they had tried earlier. And I think that's amazing that he didn't take them to another lake. He didn't take them to another lake in order to drop the nets. But the same lake where he tried in his own efforts. He tried in Peter's efforts, but now God's behind him and told him to do it. And now the power is not coming from Peter, but it's coming from Jesus. And now when he cast down the nets, they caught more fish in that day than they've ever caught before. So much so that the boat began to sink. And so they called a second boat to help. And even then, the two boats began to sink. And so they bring the fish to the shore. Here's what's amazing to me. So Peter falls at Jesus' feet. He says, depart from me, in verse 8, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. He recognizes that he is not worthy to be before this Christ. A lot of us, when God blesses us, we think that we were entitled to it. Oh, yeah, I worked hard to that. Oh, yeah, I put in so many hours. I didn't sleep, so I deserved. No. Let me crash your world right now. Anything that you have, you don't deserve. Yes. Not to go on a tangent. We're going to go right on the rabbit trail. The only thing that we deserve, biblically, is death. From the moment we're born in sin, and the wages of sin is death. But the gift, when you want Christmas, you don't do anything to get the gifts. It's because it's a gift of God, is eternal life in Christ Jesus. The only thing that we deserve, and I'm bringing it right back, I know I'm going on a tangent, but the only thing that we deserve, that we earned, Jesus stole from us. Woo. I had a post a long time ago. I used to do a blog or whatever, and the title was Jesus a Thief. Because the only thing that I've lived my life, seul baïke, tout la vie, tout l'esprit me fait, moi, c'est ça mérité, Jésus volé. Ça est la mort. Et puis retourne tout baïke, mérité. So le bon Dieu béni, pas agir comme si vous méritez bénédiction. Même si vous êtes travaillé, connaissez-vous sous tes gains, c'est vous-même qui te battez tout? Tant ou tes gains pour te faire, est-ce que c'est vous-même qui battez tout? Gaz qui n'a machine pour aller à l'école là, est-ce que c'est tête ou qui battez? Travail là ou là, c'est plein de monde, ma maman c'est Ness, on est un peu de monde, Ness c'est haïtien, oui, mais vous connaissez ça, c'est black haïtien, tout le monde c'est Ness. So, il y a un peu de monde dans l'hôpital qui ouvrent chaque jour. Moun pi jeune passé ou qui pas capable même manger pour tête qui pas capable même aller dans bateau pour tête kounya bon Dieu béni ou puis ou agir comme si ou mérité bénédiction. We gonna come back, we back. I was over there, we back. So he goes and he says, depart from me, for I'm a sinful man, and oh Lord. And he says, for he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men. In verse 11, and when they had brought the boats to land, they left everything and followed him. Isn't that amazing? You fait tout travail ça pour jouer une poisson ça. Mais là où ils viennent en pointe de gloire, ils ont largué poisson, ils suivent Jésus. They understood that the creator is more important than the creation. They understood that the provider was more important than the provision. That this fish will spoil by tomorrow. But this Jesus, his mercy endures forever. Let's go to our last passage, John 11, Jean 11. I'm going to attempt to, for the sake of time, make sure we go through this in time, timely fashion. So I'm going to read the passage before, because we need to set up before we get to 38. And so 11 verse 1 says, "Now a certain man was ill, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and his sister Martha. It was Mary who anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was ill." Kounya Lazare, je dis pour nouvelle que Lazare, moun ki remelan zan mil nan ke le konnen, le malade. Okay? I'll give you guys the synopsis. So, Lazare était en Bethany. Mais le côté Jésus a été, il était en distance à côté Lazare avec Marie et Martha. So Jesus gets this news that Lazarus, the one that he loves, the friend that he has, is sick. So what does Jesus do? He says, okay, and stays where he is 2 more days. Now, when the Bible says it, explicitly says that he stayed there 2 more days, I always question, does that mean he was trying to stay a week at first and shorten it to 2 days? Or he could have left and stayed the 2 days? But what I realize, and we'll get there to the end, is whatever it was, he timed it perfectly. Okay? So il dit, Jésus était côté de là 2 jours après le point nouvel. Et bien, il dit disciples, on va qui est important, parce qu'il nous parle de garder. He says to the disciple, he said, the sickness that took Lazarus, it will not overtake him to death. Li di, maladie que Lazare prend, li pap ba la mort. Okay, ça important, right? So now, 2 more days pass, and they start going. He says, in verse 11, after saying these things, he says, our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I go to awaken him. And so the disciple said to him, Lord, if he has fallen asleep, he will recover. Now Jesus had spoken of his death, but they thought that he meant taking rest and sleep. So Jesus told them plainly, Lazarus has died, and for your sake, I'm glad that I was not there, so that you may believe, but let us go to him. Now, whoa, wait a minute. Because in verse number 3, and verse number 4, because I want to show it to you rather than me just say it, where I said, he said, in verse 4, it says, but when Jesus heard it, he said, this illness does not lead to death. It is for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it. He said it's not going to lead to death. But then in verse 14, you tell the disciples, Jesus, that Lazarus has died. Now, either you're crazy or you're a liar. Because in one moment, you told me Lazarus wasn't going to die. But then the next moment, you even tried your little parable way to tell me, and I didn't understand. And now you tell me that Lazarus has died. So deep, deux phrases qui contradiction. Ou dit maladie ça pas bal Lazare la mort et puis qu'on y a ou dit Lazare mourir. Jésus, moi tu vois pas moi? On passe en bas quoi? So they start walking, and as they're walking, so in verse 17, now when Jesus came, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. This is important. Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother. So when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, but Mary remained seated in the house. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. So Martha vient à Jésus. Jésus, soudain la femme pas mourir. Même qu'on est ça au parlement de bon Dieu, bah, n'importe bagay. Il dit, quand Jésus répond, il dit, frère, pas ressuscité. So listen to how Martha responds. Martha says, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection of the last day. Martha répond, je connais qu'il pas ressuscité dans le dernier jour. Mais Jésus, il n'y a pas qu'on ça le dire. Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? Jesus is explaining to Martha, listen, I'm not talking about a day to look forward. Matter of fact, the resurrection is not even a day to look forward to. I am the resurrection. Jésus dit, expliquez à Martha, ouais, me dit, lui parle de ressuscitation, on va parler de un jour. Ressuscitation, ce n'est pas un jour lié. C'est moi-même qui ressuscitation, moi-même qui la viens. So he tells her that I'm the resurrection and life. And so she said to him, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world. And so now, verse 28, when she had said this, she went and called her sister Mary, saying in private, "The teacher is here and is calling for you." And when she heard it, she rose quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet come into the village, but was still in the place where Martha had met him. When the Jews who were with her in the house, consoling her, saw Mary rise quickly and go out, they followed her, supposing that she was going to the tomb to weep there. Now when Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet, saying to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." Thank you. Would not have died. When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in his spirit and greatly troubled. And he said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus wept. Let's stop at that infamous verse real quick. You know that verse when they ask, you know, memory verse, who remembers the verse? And everybody answers, "And Jesus wept." Like, let me correct a misunderstanding we may have. I know quoi j'ai un bail nous cap pas comprendre vrai. Marie était venue sous Jésus, lui vient dit répéter même Marie m'a dit sous tes là faut pas mourir. Qu'il y a Jésus ouais, juif qui était suivre Marie parce qu'il était quoi Marie toi le crier dans ton boa. Lui ouais yo là, lui commençait comme l'esprit commençait triste. Quand il m'a dit côté lui mettre Lazare et puis il dit Jésus, Bible a dit comme ça, Jésus t'a crié. Comme dit moi. Jésus pas crié parce que Zamil t'est mort. Jesus did not cry grieving Lazarus. Let me tell you why. Cuz had Jesus been mourning Lazarus, then Jesus would have been confident in what he came to do. Are you with me? Parce que si Jésus t'a crié parce qu'il t'a perdu 10 000, ça veut dire qu'il n'y a pas de confiance dans ce qui ça t'a venu pour faire. Raison que Jésus t'a crié parce qu'il y a fait péché dans le monde. Jesus was crying because he saw the effects of sin in the world. And you remember that his mission was here to come and defeat sin. Can you imagine, have you ever been in a position where somebody has angered you so much, but you know you're not in the right time and place to deal with it? And the emotions are so barred in you that you either begin to cry or you begin to weep because it's so much to hold in. Jesus had one way that he knew that he was coming to defeat sin, and that was on the cross. Remember, Jesus is 100% God, 100% man. He had power right then and there to do whatever he wanted. But he had to restrain himself because he knew what he came to do. And so in that moment, he's filled with anger because he knows him being there when the creation was being made, he knew this was not the intent of the Father. And so he's built up with anger, with wrath, because he knows that this is not the way it should be. There should not be anybody mourning death because God had made us to live forever. But because sin had entered the world, death comes, and not only death, but mourning and grieving and sadness. This is why Jesus wept. So now Jesus is being taken to the tomb. And so Jesus says to move the rock, the stone. And Martha says, "Jesus," Martha dit Jésus, "ah, bah move wash li ba on bon idée parce que Lazare dans tombe pour 4 jours là, li ka senti." Let me tell you the importance of the fourth day. I'm parle de l'importance que quatrième jour. Nantan juif ça, nantan ça. Yo te gen on ba le on moun yo di on moun mouri, yo ba yo 3 jours. Ba konnen se paske technology pa comment lié kounya, konnen gen ou konn web même la kounya, gen on moun nan l'hôpital ou quoi yo mouri kounya nan coma ou ben on ba kounya ressuscité. Mais dans temps ça, il y a une habitude, il y a bail 3 jours pour dire moun ça mouri net. Right? Imaginez le Lazare mouri, Lazare malade, quand il y a Lazare vient mourir, premier jour à venir, à nous prier oui parce que pour ça pas la mort vrai, à nous prier, à nous commencer gêner pour bon Dieu qu'a ressuscité Lazare. Premier jour a passé, Lazare pas levé. Quand il y a deuxième jour, Marie commence à préparer, on continue à prier, oui, on continue à jeûner, on commence à dire, quoi bon Dieu, qu'elle ne pas lever encore. Mais le troisième jour a venu, elle ne pas faire encore. Quand il y a le quatrième jour, c'est laisse ça, on perd tout espoir. And it's on the fourth day, c'est sur le quatrième jour que Jésus vient. Aujourd'hui, l'un des deux jours, il y a deux jours, dans le côté de l'intérieur, il fait ça exprès pour qu'elle vienne dans le jour, quand on perd tout espoir. So now he comes to the tomb and he goes, "Let him out." Lazarus, come out. He prays a prayer that, Lord, I know that you answered me, and I know that you hear me, but I'm saying it for the people that are standing around. And calls out, Lazarus, come out of the tomb. And Lazarus comes out all bounded in the cloth. Let me let you know something. This is it, and I'll close. A lot of us are on our fourth day. Il y a un pile dans nous dans situation côté nous hier nous sous 4e juin. Nous prier, nous gêner, nous demander mon aide, mais nous perdu tout espoir. Mais Jésus vient là sous 4e juin pour nous montrer espoir c'est pas dans monde lié, espoir c'est pas dans tête ou lié. Il là. Élite envahi par une gloire pour dans opposition côté lui impossible pour Dieu faire venir. Maintenant impossibilité à bon Dieu vient par gloire. Dans même la mer que Pierre te mette filé, il pas de jeune poisson. Il retourne dans même la mer, le bon Dieu dit le fait là, il jeune poisson. Quand il y a dans tombeau à côté mon, il y a dans 4e jour, il a perdu tout espoir. Lazare allait net. Jésus venait avec toute puissance, il venait. Lazare sorti. All of you that are on your fourth day, keep believing that God will show up, and it's for His glory and His glory alone. Bow your heads in prayer. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we can have hope in you, Lord. That you are a God who loves to perform. That, Lord, that you set a stage of impossibility to show that you can still work through that. Because you are the creator that created creativity, Lord. You are the king of the cosmos, the Lord of lords, the king of kings. Lord, you can do anything you want. You have created us, and you can do what you will with us, Lord. So, Lord, I thank you that you have shown us a counsel for us to have hope, even in the midst of despair, Lord. So, Lord, encourage those who need to be encouraged. Those who are on the fourth day where the world is telling them, give up. That child that seems like they're getting in trouble time and time again. Ti moun ke a prier pour elle, yo mete yo prison. Moun ap di ah, la gen men sou ti pizi sa. Continue prier pour yo parce que sou 4e jour. That job, that situation, that sickness that you have, that you keep praying and people tell you to give up. Keep praying because your fourth day is coming. Lord, keep our hearts resting on you and your promises. Knowing that you said, for all things, work together for the good of those who love them according to your purpose. Lord, align us with your purpose and your timing. We pray all these things in the matchless name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Seigneur,